The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. A very tired Matt Tinney this morning. How are you, mate?
G'day, mate. Oh, look, the batteries are fast running flat. I started as an Energizer bunny and I'm just, grinding to a halt.
And it wasn't because you had a big night out on the tiles. You were working hard for Telethon all weekend. Tell us about what you were up to.
So I was doing the race around Crown segments. So we went to different parts of Crown and had different challenges with celebrities and the like, and the ultimate one was with famous Sharon and comedian Pete Rosethorne in the presidential villa at Crown Towers, which is $22,000 a night, I'm told. There's a piano in there. We had a bit of a play on there. And what they had to do, they had to find two special 50th anniversary gold fat cat dolls among a sea of 500 fat cat dolls in the bathroom with the spa bath, which is a hell of a lot of fun. The water in the spa bath accidentally turned on. We had a lot of wet cats, and they were cats earmarked to be sold, so we did have to dry them out.
When you have the little hairdryer in the hotels, you only use it for about 2 minutes before it overheats and turns off.
I know. So we packed them all up, and we had to separate the wet ones from the dry ones. And yeah, so if anyone's got a rather smelly fat cat doll, apologies.
I saw a picture of you on Instagram, actually in the spa bath, fully clothed, covered in fat cats.
Yes, I wasn't going to turn down the opportunity for that. Like, how often would you get that opportunity in the presidential villa?
Yeah, it looked amazing.
It's incredible. Apparently, they have lots of parties in there. People have something on and then rent it for the night. 22 grand.
Yeah, nice if you can get it. And now let's talk about Telethon. Talking about large sums of money, doesn't get much larger than the total raised this year.
$62 million. None of us saw that coming. In fact, I was like, oh my goodness, we are going to have our work cut out for us next year. Can we just hold back a few mil? And in fact, it's interesting. You look at the front page of the West Australian today with the Premier and Richard Goiter and Kerry Stokes and our little Telethon stars. Look at the Premier. Adrian Barrich has pointed this out on Twitter. He has a halo.
He does.
He has
with
a halo.
With that TV light behind him.
Yes.
It does look like a halo.
He has a halo. A $10 million halo, it turns out. Yeah. So just an amazing total. We've had 65 beneficiaries, reap the rewards from Telethon over the past year. What this extra money will mean is that more beneficiaries will be able to get funds. So there has been a greater need, and in the past, beneficiaries have missed out. So they put forward their proposals, how much money they'd like from the pool, and then it's decided by the Channel 7 Telethon Trust, of which Richard Goiter is the chairman, of course. So now with this extra money, it's going to make a massive difference, because those charities which may have missed out in the past have the opportunity to get some funds and get programs underway and make a difference in the community.
Yeah, and it's programs that help sick kids in the community today. There's also research programs that help kids into the future. So much good will be done with the money. $62 million. When you think about what so many other charities try and do, and they think they've done a great job when they've raised a couple of million dollars, which they certainly have, $62 million is just on another level of magnitude.
Let's just hope iron ore prices stay relatively high over the course of the next year.
And Mark McGowan stays in power. So I think, look, and the Fed's chipped in $5 million, which is nothing to sneeze at as well.
No.
It's almost as though there might be a federal election on the horizon or something.
The special mention from the Prime Minister. Look, I mean, whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if
you don't look a gift
horse in
the
mouth. If they need to use politics to give us money, then, you know, go for your life.
Do you know what? I would have said, imagine if Clive Palmer had come for it. That's like, there's a bloke who could do with some good PR.
Well, wouldn't it be, I mean, how would that go down if he flies his jet in? I mean, Quigley was going to seize it, wasn't he? So he'd lose $2 million there and be sent back on the train. But, I mean, it would be good PR, wouldn't it?
I think that's the only thing left for him here. Yeah. Every other bridge
better
has been
better than taking $30 billion off
us. Yeah, but what a great result. And so good to see all of the families involved at the Family Fun Day. That looked like it was just a ton of fun for everybody.
So much fun.
And the weather was pretty good, I think.
Pretty good weather. Everyone enjoyed it. I was watching from home at a point in the afternoon when Tina Altieri was hosting. It was fantastic. The musical acts at Optus Stadium. It was
wonderful
to watch.
Wonderful.
And yeah, exactly. And special shout out to the Little Telethon stars, Ollie and Lucy. I thought they did a marvellous job this year. They were just terrific, great personalities and great ambassadors for all the kids of WA.
Now, I could tell it was sunny out there because my producer, Kate, was working over the weekend. She's got a bit of sunburn
bit of sun,
I'm seeing there.
Sun,
see a bit of where the telethon wristband was has left a little bit of a tan line. So that's pretty good. And it makes me think as well that everybody who worked on that, all of our colleagues, Maddie, you, Kate, everybody else, our Channel 7 colleagues, our West colleagues, worked so hard over the weekend, putting in that tireless effort for telethon as well. And they did such a great job.
And this is the thing. For us, it's a weekend, and it's not a massive imposition for us. It's actually a privilege and an honour to help. And obviously, with my daughter Flo having extra challenges, she has benefited from telethon money. So, you know, for me, I just jump at the opportunity to do anything to give back. But I know that all the people who do benefit are so, so grateful because having to pay money for medical bills and the like, it costs an absolute fortune. And because of telethon, things are a lot easier for a lot of WA families.
Yep, absolutely. Well, wait till telethon kicks around next year and they'll be starting the fundraising now if they want to beat 62 million.
I think they might be having a day off today and they'll be back at it after
start
that.
Start on Tuesday.
Rightly so.